Whether a helipad at 35 mile of the Haines Highway will be allowed to operate could now be in the hands of the Haynesboro manager, not the Planning Commission. That came up at last week's planning meeting. Property owner Michael Wilson applied for a conditional use permit for a helipad at 35 mile. His application states that the helipad would allow Alaska Heliskiing to move their operation from 33 mile to a more remote and safe location. The Planning Commission put off making a decision on the permit at two prior meetings because of questions about whether the neighboring property owners had been notified. But Wilson and Alaska Heliskiing owner Sean Brownell recently realized they might not need a permit. Here's Brownell.
We believe that we have a use by right helipad at 35.
Brownell says he believes they are in a similar situation to the heliport at 33 mile. That heliport operates without a conditional use permit because it was in use before the Haynesboro changed code and put additional restrictions on heliports. Brownell said in August of 2009, the Federal Aviation Administration approved their 35-mile helipad.
And since 2009, we have documented about 25 to 30 days of landing helicopters on the property.
If a heliport is in use without a two-year lapse before the 2011 code changes went into effect, the heliport operators don't need to conform to the current regulations. Planning Chair Rob Goldberg said he wasn't sure how many landings constitute an operational heliport. He suggested the commission ask Acting Manager Julie Causey to make that decision. The rest of the commission agreed that it was time to send the matter of the 35-mile heliport to the manager. Also at last week's meeting, the Planning Commission decided to form a committee to explore how mobile commercial units could be addressed in Haynesboro Code. The question came up after a few commercial trailers started operating near the cruise ship dock during the summer. Here's Goldberg.
We really don't have anything in code that addresses this, and it's something I think we need to address.
Goldberg said communities like Skagway, Juneau, and Wrangell all address mobile commercial units in municipal code. Commissioner Heather Lendy suggested a committee take a closer look at the issue.
I think this is exciting. I think there's a potential for interesting business things here. I think it's good. I think this also, since it's not pressing and it's not controversial, I think it would be nice to have a committee, maybe with the planning commissioner too, someone from the chamber, whoever's interested in, really kind of sit down and figure it out.
The commission decided to ask Mayor Jan Hill to form a committee that would make recommendations on how to regulate mobile commercial trailers in borough code. In Haines, I'm Emily Files.